We're at the Gospel Baptist Church. I appreciate you taking part by listening to this ministry. I'll be preaching today out of the book of 2 Kings, chapter 6. The Bible reads like this. And the sons of the prophets said unto Elisha, Behold now, the place where we dwell with thee is too straight for us. Let us go, we pray thee, unto Jordan, and take thence every man a beam, and let us make us a place there that we may dwell. And he answered, Go ye. And one said, Be content, I pray thee, and go with thy servants. And he answered, I will go. So he went with them. When they came to Jordan, they cut down wood. But as one was felling a beam, the axe head fell into the water, and he cried and said, Alas, master, for it was borrowed. And the man of God said, Where fell it? And he showed him the place, and he cut a stick and cast it in thither, and the iron did swim. I want to preach for a little while. God be my helper on some things that are at the Jordan. The first thing I see that is at the Jordan is there's recovery at the Jordan. This man, as he was failing to be trying to do a work, that he lost some things that were important to him. He lost something that he borrowed from someone else, something that wasn't his to begin with. But something that someone else lent him and was able to use, and I believe that God has been able to, and given us things down through the years that we really need to take care of, some things that aren't ours but are gifts of God that God lets us use in this life. He lost the axe head. I want to say God is our head. He could take that axe handle and beat that beam as much as he wants to, but it'd never do anything. It would never cut it. And I'd say we're losing our cutting edge, and God's our head. And when we lose God in our life, we're of no effect. Also in the book of 2 Kings, chapter 5, as Naaman goes to the man of God, and I won't read all of the scripture, but in 2 Kings chapter 5 and verse 9, it says, So Naaman came with his horses and with his chariot and stood at the door of the house of Elisha. And Elisha sent a messenger unto him, saying, Go and wash in Jordan 7 times, and thy flesh shall come again to thee, and thou shalt be clean. But Naaman was wroth and went away and said, Behold, I thought he will surely come out unto me and stand and call upon the name of the Lord his God and strike his hand over the place and recover the leper. Are not Abana and Pharpar rivers of Damascus better than all the waters of Israel? May I not wash in them and be clean? So he turned and went away in a rage. And his servants came near and spake unto him and said, My father, if the prophet had bid thee do some great thing, wouldest thou not have done it? How much rather then when he saith to thee, Wash and be clean. Then he went down and dipped himself 7 times in the Jordan, according to the saying of the man of God, and his flesh came again like unto the flesh of a little child, and he was clean. Also, I like to say that there's healing at the Jordan. Naaman found healing at the Jordan. The only thing that God requires for healing in your life, maybe you're going through something that you don't understand, and maybe you feel like that you're sick spiritually. I've been there, and I understand that God wants us to be healed. God is the doctor, and he has the prescription that we need. And I think that God just wants simple obedience for healing. You know, the Bible says that, Naaman says here, that are not Abana and Pharpar rivers of Damascus better than all the waters of Israel? And as I did some study on that, down through history, that Abana and Pharpar were clean, and the Jordan was a muddy river. Jordan was known for just being a muddy, and it was full of all kinds of debris. And Abana and Pharpar were clear rivers, but they were seasonal. One of them was a seasonal river, and one of them ended into the deserts. And I'll say that if you go down the wrong way and you jump in the wrong river, that you're either going to be seasonal or you're going to end up in the desert. But as God says, go to the Jordan. And as he says to walk through the mud, sometimes you have to, as a Christian, you have to walk through the mud. And you have to be able to be steadfast when you don't understand to get the healing that you need. You might have to go to the Jordan. Also in 2 Kings chapter 2. Verses 9 through 15, the Bible reads, And it came to pass, when they were going over, that Elijah said unto Elisha, Ask what I shall do for thee, before I be taken away from thee. And Elisha said, I pray thee, let a double portion of thy spirit be upon me. And he said, thou hast asked a hard thing. Nevertheless, if thou see me when I am taken from thee, it shall be so unto thee. But if not, it shall not be so. And it came to pass as they still went on and talked, that behold, there appeared a chariot of fire and horses of fire, and parted them both asunder, and Elijah went up by whirlwind into heaven. And Elisha saw it, and he cried, my father, the chariot of Israel and the horsemen thereof. And he saw him no more. And he took hold of his own clothes and rent them in two pieces. He took up also the mantle of Elijah that fell from him, and went back and stood by the bank of Jordan. And he took the mantle of Elijah that fell from him, and smote the waters, and said, where is the Lord God of Elijah? And when he also had smitten the waters, they parted hither and thither, and Elisha went over. And when the sons of the prophets which were to view at Jericho saw him, they said, the spirit of Elijah doth rest on Elisha. And they came to meet him and bowed themselves to the ground before him. I'd also like to say here in 2 Kings chapter 2 that there is power at the Jordan. There's power at the Jordan. And if you read through the first part of this chapter, as Elijah has said to Elisha, he was going to different places, to Bethel and then to Jericho. And he asked for him to stay there and to Gilgal. And he said, tarry here, I pray thee. But Elisha wouldn't leave. Elisha was steadfast. Elisha wanted to go with the man of God everywhere that he went. And because of him being steadfast, he was able to receive a blessing, and that he was able to receive the power of God. The man of God said that, you know, if you see me taken away, that it will be so, but if you see me not, it shall not be so. I want to say he could have went to Gilgal and then quit, and then it wouldn't have been. He also could have went to Gilgal and to Bethel, and he could have quit, and he wouldn't have received the blessing. But he went all the way to Jericho, and then they went over the Jordan, went all the way to the Jordan with the man of God. And when he crossed the Jordan, there was power there that he was able to find in the man of, with the man of God. And as the mantle fell from the man of God and from heaven, as he picked it up, obviously something that was cherished near dear unto him, something that was left specifically for him, as he went back to the Jordan, as he did as Elijah had done before, I'm sure, as he wrapped the mantle and smote the waters again and said, where is the Lord God of Elijah? He was doing what he saw someone else do before him that had the power of God. And I'll say that if we'll do that, and if we'll go with the Him, and we'll go with our God and follow the example of some good Christian people down through the years, and we'll find the power of God, and Him be able to see God as He really is, and be able to worship Him and praise Him like we really ought to, have the power of God upon our life. I feel like that God really wants us to have the power. If we just go to the Jordan, there's some things at the Jordan that we really need. There's recovery and there's healing. There's also power at the Jordan. Also, I'd like to leave you with this thought that you might have to walk through the mud of the Jordan, and you might not. But if you walk through the mud, God will part the waters for you and let you walk back over and experience the power of God as it really is. I will say again, this is Brother David Hobson thanking you for tuning into the Gospel Time broadcast. My dad, the pastor of the Gospel Baptist Church, will be giving you our church mailing address. We would love to hear from our radio listeners. God bless you and have a great day.